Good morning. Today is Wednesday, June the 7th. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass.
Good morning.
It is you. Okay.
It is.
Cool.
And I'm awake.
Want to double check on that one. Our quote this morning comes from St. Ambrose in the year 380. No duty is more urgent than that of returning thanks.
You know, that's a obviously that's a timeless quote because it's perfect.
I but thought 380?
Wow.
Long time ago. Yeah. How's that?
And I wonder where all these how they kept track of all these little sayings and who
parchment.
Did them. Caveman.
And he was a saint. He was a saint anyway, so it was probably, you know, documented well.
Well, it's a good one.
Not like supervisors, huh? Misquoted.
We're not saints, or it's not documented well.
Take your pick.
You know, yeah.
Oh, jeez. New budget year within a month coming up. Are there any special challenges that you're seeing with this budget that were unanticipated?
There's a lot of special challenges, actually, with every budget. But, you know, it was introduced to the board yesterday, and obviously no action was taken. It comes back. We'll be having public hearings on the 19th in the afternoon. And in the meantime, yes, there are challenges. And the sad thing is, those that are out there, we have no idea what's actually going to happen. So the budget will end up being passed. And we have to be really careful.
What are the unknowns?
Well, some of the unknowns are currently still with the state unwinding the coordinated care initiative and sending all of the IHSS functions back to the counties. The state had one time taken it over, and they were going to be responsible for anything they bargained in and, you know, the costs. And there was an agreement of an inflator that counties would pay every year. And then, so now when the governor handed it back, it came back very different than what it had gone away as. There's new minimum wage that had been, you know, brought in by the state. There are changes at the federal level. There's the 3 days of sick leave, paid sick leave. Anyway, so ultimately the counties have to take on that burden. And even though the governor did adjust some things and how it was going to roll out so that the biggest hit wasn't the first year, because that would have been over like $700,000 to our budget. There's still impacts. So that's one of the unknowns. You've got the federal front where there's a lot of potential changes, especially in the area of, you know, Medi-Cal, Medicaid. And a lot of these things that have been mandated by the federal government that normally comes with money, pretty soon, if those are taken away, we are looked at to take care of everyone. So, I mean, the people who had been covered. So that is a challenge, you know, we don't know about and probably won't for a while.
That's what I was thinking. There's probably nothing magical about July 1st.
No, it's just
solidify or clarify any of this stuff. So do you have a higher contingency budget built in to allow for some of these wobbles that are going to happen, but you just don't know quite when?
Yeah, our CIO, Amy Nielsen, is pretty conservative in her estimates, and that's important. And so she's, you know, doing the best to say, be aware these are out there, and this is your worst case scenario.
KINS, this show?
Well, it could be some days.
So far, we'll be back.
Some days.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, you mentioned some of the federal and some of the budget and some of the challenges. The ADA challenges, certainly, it's gone from a nice thing that everybody ignored to it's a roaring tiger right in front of your face that's hungry. Does this budget accomplish what needs to be done so that the punitive triggers aren't activated?
I think certainly there's the efforts that are in place to make it happen. There are the dollars that have been allocated to make it happen. I think my biggest concern is we've got so many things on our plate that there could be a delay, but we are under pretty strict instructions that it has to be done. So notwithstanding something really bizarre happening, we are doing our best to make it come in under the wire there.
What is the drop dead deadline?
I'm not sure exactly. I didn't keep that one in my head.
Do you think it's in the fiscal year? This coming fiscal year? Does it have to be wrapped up by then? Or is there another year?
In my remembrance of our discussion, it seems like it was a year from the time we signed the document. And if that's the case, we've got a very short time frame. But again, I don't want to give you the wrong impression that I know the actual drop dead date. I just know that we're really working hard and are trying not to drop dead from working too hard, because our staff, Public Works, has so many things on their plates. I mean, between the roads and, oh, by the way, did you like Myrtle Avenue getting paved last week?
It didn't get paved. It got oiled.
Well, it looks much better and it's smoother.
It looks prettier, but there's still,
Well, it's not perfect, but can you say thank you?
When I see Tom, I shall.
All right, I was going to pass along to him. Anyway, so...
I think I just did. Yeah,
he's just got a lot on his plate. Public Works is very busy with all the maintenance and, all these... summer is a very busy time, too, because that's when you have to get things done.
It's called the building season.
Exactly.
In most communities.
Cute.
Thank you. The plans and the permits for the ADA, are those able to be fast-tracked, or do those all still have to be... either Coastal Commission approved because of whatever, or the local jurisdictions approved, or is this one of those where you've just broken out the beer grease, piled it on, and we're slamming this thing through and everybody's going to allow it?
Well, I'm thinking there probably aren't a lot of situations where the Coastal Commission would have to weigh in. I don't think there may be some... where there'd be
a
conditional
ramp on the outside or something.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
And those, I think, can go fairly quickly. It's not like it's a controversial project. And that's generally, I think, more of...
it's
not extensive.
So you'll be appealed to the Coastal Commission then?
I don't know, but Ryan's on there now, so everything should be good for the rest of his tenure, right? I heard he fixed it.
I've heard he can fix anything.
There, yeah, he can.
That's what he says.
And the Coastal Commission is in town this week, actually. And in fact, they're going to be having, I believe, their first meeting this morning.
On-site visits?
I don't know if they're doing on-sites. They were in town last night, and I was not able to attend the event where there was a little gathering. But they have a really packed schedule. In fact, Ryan's last meeting went for like 16 plus hours on one day. And
that's stupid.
Well, it's hard, but
I understand, but yeah. Boy, there got to be some time bound something.
Well, and then they had to be back at 8 in the morning. So yeah, it was, if you haven't talked to him yet about his first experience, it'd definitely be worth it. So, and as far as other jurisdictions, I'm not thinking there'd be too much of an issue. I think most of the permits will be something that can, I don't know if fast-tracked is the right word, but I think there's processes in place where they're not skirting... It's not skirting the law. It's just actually, making it able to happen.
Making it happen.
Making it happen. It's happening.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know there's a call-in show today? Oh, wait. That's my phone.
Yeah.
Let me turn...
Is it even a local number?
Well, it looks like it. Do you know this morning I already had two numbers that were a Eureka, California number that were robo numbers for corporations out of the, like, hi, this is Marriott. You've won a free cruise. And that really makes me mad.
Aren't you lucky?
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
Just give us your credit card number and you're good.
Oh, I see. So,
anyway, it really bothers
Saudi
me. I don't know. It just bothers me that they can call now on our local cell numbers.
They just get a number and use that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we weren't here to talk about that, but that does make me mad.
Okay, fine. So the ADA, you think, is on track?
I believe it's on track. I will keep believing that until I'm told otherwise. And
do you guys get updates on that from
whoever? We certainly will. Before, it was not extremely frequent. We'd put money every year. We've been putting money aside. Back in 2008, when the original agreement was signed, which none of us had been on the board at that time, and that was actually even pre-Supervisor Lovelace. So, we've been putting money away since we realized that there was an issue. But as far as the updates, they're not on a regular basis yet. But now that we have a special person on board who that is all they are doing as their special project, I suspect we'll probably get quarterly reports.
So that, I guess, compliance officer, is that now a full-timer just to monitor what's going on and to know the facilities and to walk them around so that you can deal with situations in small little bites instead of having to take down the whole elephant?
I mean, that's part of it. You've also got to have somebody, we only have like one architect. So this, we've got some people that are putting their full efforts into this and full time. Hopefully the walk around and finding the quickest fixes is something that's already in the plan.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Virginia.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisorette Virginia Bass. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by REDEC. Virginia, the CSAC, you're coming up on 1 year away?
No, I'm actually two.
I'm
second vice president, and then next year you'll be vice president.
July 1st, right, is when it
kicks? No, actually, it's November. Actually, December, end of
That's
November.
Goofy.
What happens with CSAC and... CSAC as an organization waits until, you kind of have those elections that go on until November.
And then the new, because
then every board decides who their representatives are. So they just, it doesn't always make sense. The National Association of Counties actually does theirs in July. So
fiscal year, that would kind of make sense.
But it's been a full year between working with the governor and the staff trying to minimize some of the issues with the proposed budget, and there's that going on. There's obviously cannabis is a huge issue.
I'm not using that. It's still marijuana or pot. What are they saying? I mean, is the state taking any not ownership, and it's not really leadership, because I know it's a county by county. That was part of what was passed, but to make this thing as goofy as it is, as disjointed as it is, less goofy, less disjointed, or is this going to be like 215, but this decade's version of it?
It's hard to say, because obviously now that they have the ability to tax it and other things, I think they'll have an interest in having a framework. If that's going to, I keep wondering how much is that going to impact what, you know, counties are doing? One of the areas, though, that I know the counties are working with the state is trying to find a solution to the banking issue. And I know our treasurer, John Bartholomew, who's actually, he's currently the president of his association. Yeah. He's actually, I believe, on that banking committee. And it includes some electeds. It includes, like, the director from California State Association of Counties is one of the members. And they're coming along.
Well, Wyden has written, and there's some co-authors jumping on it now, that would legalize banking and any federally regulated in those states that have passed marijuana.
Oh, well, that would be helpful.
But I don't know, you know, what the traction is, and, you know, how many votes would they get on
that. I'll have to get that number for you. 1845. Was there a quote from that date?
Ron Wyden.
No, I was just messing with you.
Is the guy. Easy. Yeah. Wyden seems to be the one that's pushing it hardest.
Okay.
But it's...
Well, thank you. I learned
something. Interesting that things are out there, but there still is no real coordination. And I don't know, is the state looking to have the state congressional representatives? Wait, is the state looking for our congressional representatives to all step up and to start dealing with this thing, or is it still... uncoordinated?
You know, I think when it comes to what people do at the federal level, one of the things CSAC is actually really supporting is the rescheduling, moving it from a schedule one. And so that is actually what a lot of the folks that are, you know, California representatives that are
for law enforcement
and
that stuff, that makes sense, but it still doesn't address the banking.
Yeah,
which is really the huge thing. Now, if you talk to some of the guys, they're looking for a place to park their money. Okay. They're not really inclined to have to take out loans, so it may not even be a profitable thing, but it's more of a law enforcement or a public safety thing. If, you know, you got $2 million in your bedroom, or you can take that to the local savings institution,
right?
And now nobody's going to be breaking in to get that money.
Well, no, I mean, it all makes sense, but, you know, it's hard to say how it all will play out. We do have later this month, we've got one of the CSAC regional meetings that will be obviously focused on cannabis, because that is one of the areas that Humboldt County is considered a leader in. And so it's also the first time a CSAC...
Growth or regulation?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
You think we're doing a good job of regulating this stuff?
Well, we're not doing the perfect job, but no one is. And our track and trace, I think, is really good.
Did you hear about that Monterey County, the greenhouse?
No.
Being built down there?
Mm-mm.
I've heard like either 10,000 or 1,000... acres under glass are being constructed for January 1st. It's a huge, huge... I was somewhat tongue-in-cheek concerned about the fact that we might lose garlic in the Gilroy area.
You know, it's kind of like people talking about, what about the wineries?
Nah, Napa's so premium priced.
Oh, speaking of premium price, when we get back from, I assume there's a break coming up shortly.
Well, yeah.
I'm seeing tennis balls being thrown back and forth.
But your point here?
Oh, my goodness. What was your question again?
Okay, fine. and it doesn't smell like she's been using.
No.
This is natural. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:46, back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, the concept here of whether it's marijuana, water, environmental degradation, all these things are all wrapped up together. In talking with the sheriff last week, he had indicated that while code enforcement is expanding their staff, it's still under 5 people. Is that one of the things, kind of full circle here, budget, the marijuana, everything all wrapped together? Is the county ready for this stuff?
We're as ready as any other county, I can tell you that much.
Well, but that wasn't the question.
Well, no, but we don't
Are
know.
Are we ready for code enforcement? Are we ready for
Nobody.
Dealing
this is,
with water
this
draws?
This is a plane that is being built as it flies down the runway. We all know that, and we have to make
if we use Colorado as a model, because everybody comes...
I'm not sure if that's the best model from what I'm hearing. But anyway,
never mind. Just my thunder.
I want to get back to the idea that I that slipped in my mind our last conversation. We were talking about money and cost, and I wanted to just say
all wrapped together on this. Yeah.
Well, and when I talked to the other supervisors, I was at one meeting with 100 some of them not too long ago, and I said I gave an explanation of some of the land cost that is just it's crazy. And the example was, you know, there's a ranch that was listed for $4.4 million, 2,200 acres, right? Didn't sell. That was last year. Same piece of property, 2,200 acres, listed this year with some permittable grow area. Do you know what it was listed for?
Oh, let's double it just for giggles.
Well, how about $22 million, and do you know what it sold for?
Oh, there's a bidding war on it?
$27 million. Is this... Now, my son would
Way
like...
Way to hold back.
Yeah, my son would like to buy property somewhere and build a house. It is so hard now because the land
in
values
town.
Are crazy. Yeah, that's about
town.
It.
That's it, yeah.
And you know,
that
so
didn't happen
that...
in your house, did it?
Huh?
You didn't go from $1 million to...
No, no.
Million. Yeah, okay.
No, but it's just... To me, that is one of the things that... That's an unintended consequence. Nobody was suspecting, and I'm, you know.
Now, normally you see that, and it's a robust economic climate.
Well, and
but
that's
because
but
those
this
monies
is,
are going out of the area.
Well, and that's the other thing. We've got a multitude of buyers that are not from Humboldt County. We know this, and
never will be.
And there's real concerns with after a few years. What's going to happen. But, you know, for the ones that are here, we do have a lot of folks in the industry that are, you know, paying employees, paying all of the, you know,
I've heard there's been, 2,400 permits taken out, 800 of them completed, 1,600 of them
But I didn't even hear
stagnant.
800. Well, there's many that are stagnant. I don't think there's 800
It was like a 2-to-1 ratio,
Yeah, that is probably one of the biggest challenges. And so, by that token, we're also working to planning and building. What did I didn't even get you.
T-O-K-E-N.
Oh,
that's
got
almost
it.
Almost a
okay.
Pun.
Yeah. Boy, I'm glad you flew right over my head.
I'm paying attention
Good
to this
thing
show.
You're tall. It landed right in your brain. So, anyway.
So, What future is there? I know that there's not a real strong economic development department for the county. Okay, fine. But somebody at least has got to be looking down the road to 5 years or to 10 years and saying, what is this going to mean for Humboldt County?
Well,
or do we just not worry about it and we deal with the repercussions and the outcome down the road and it just is what it is?
No, I think, you know, like with anything, you've got to have that on your radar is what is it really going to look like. I don't have a crystal ball now to tell you exactly what that is. My sense is the ones that are actually the good players that have come on board because they're doing it, I mean, as... And you know, legal business entities.
Yeah.
Well, but I think the others, and the others are going to perhaps go to where it's easier, or maybe some of them. After, it's like opening a bunch of restaurants. I keep wondering, you know, when you have something that happens in such a quick time frame, how many are actually going to survive? Is that the other thing I think is important to have us.
But when
be
you close a restaurant,
about.
There's not residual impacts. There's a hole, yeah. And it gets filled. This stuff,
but,
it's
yeah,
a little
some,
different ballgame.
No, but it's when you open 5 retail businesses or 5 anything of the same thing. I'm not talking about growing. I'm talking
You'd
about
like
the
radio
retail.
Stations. Thanks for your concern. See everybody tomorrow.
Oh, well, yeah.